Welcome to Talking the Talk, Healthy Sexuality Conversations. I'm Vanessa Hamilton. This is the podcast that is going to encourage and support you to be the main sex and sexuality educator for your child. Do you want to feel confident and comfortable to have healthy and positive conversations about sex and sexuality with children so that you will be the first person who educates them about each topic? This podcast will provide you with surprisingly simple and effective actionable tips to clear the fears and uncertainty around essential sexuality conversations with kids. Each episode, I'll answer questions from parents and cover a variety of different topics. As a bonus, you might just get that sexuality education you missed out on when you were growing up. So as my tagline says, let's get started. It's easier than you think. Just a word of warning regarding the content. This podcast is not suitable for children. At times, it may contain explicit themes, including sexual themes, sexual abuse, and other adult conversations. Mostly, it'll be fun, informative, and insightful, but at the same time, please be sure to pause and take a breather or check in with your usual supports if any sensitive content brings up difficult thoughts or feelings for you. I just thought I'd give a bit of a background of how this ebook guide for parents came about. And I'm so glad that you're here accessing it, because the aim of it is to broaden adults' thinking about what it means to be a human sexual being, BASB in brackets. The ebook is designed to support you as a parent or carer so that you can feel comfortable to be the main source of information about sex and sexuality with your child. And really, it's the notes that I started writing 10 years ago. So I created the business Talking the Talk Sex and Health Education in response to my own experience of the alarming moment when my five-year-old child asked an in-depth question about sex. And I'd been a sexual health nurse, an educator for years prior to that. But even though I was a sexual and reproductive health nurse, I'd literally had tens of thousands of conversations about sex and sexuality, but I didn't know how to appropriately respond and answer that extra level of detail with them. So that very week, I wrote the draft notes to what has become this document, you know, 64 pages of just the very basics of how, as parents, we can provide the best opportunity for our kids. And the aim of the business and this guide is to improve their health and well-being, happiness of every human's experience of being a sexual being. Because not only when I teach parents to support their kids, I find parents saying to me, well, you know, it's actually broadened my thought process about human sexuality and the first sexuality education I've ever had. And the aim is, through education and sharing knowledge, is to positively influence each and every person's lifetime journey of discovering their own unique sexuality, personality, and providing them with the opportunity of writing their own script for that journey. And by the way, for all of us a bit older out there, you can change the script of that journey. As I wrote this resource and put it together in September 2020, which is also the time, end of September, I'm recording this podcast right now, the world is undergoing dramatic changes due to a once-in-a-100-year pandemic caused by a virus. And so for that means personally, I live in lockdown Melbourne. We're under one of the harshest lockdowns in the world. There have been a few, and one of them is ours here in Australia. My children have only been to school for 2 weeks in the past 6 months. They've had online learning from school. Their teachers have been amazing, but they haven't been to school hardly at all for 6 months. And no date on the horizon for when they're going back, and we're up to September. We're also under a stay-at-home curfew, which has just gone up to 9 p.m. and it was 8 p.m., which is just such a rare and unique way of living in our modern-day society, isn't it? So many changes have and will continue to happen in our way of life going forward, and I see this as a perfect opportunity for the whole planet, all of us, to embrace a new way of interacting with each other so that we might live in more peace and harmony as a species on Earth, because something has to change. And so if you found some benefit in this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you share it with other adults and parents of kids, carers of kids, educators of kids. So because I believe that human sexuality is at the core of who we are, and we're facing more than one pandemic, I think. This generation of kids are growing up witnessing online violent, degrading, abusive, exploitive, appalling acts being done to other humans labelled as sex in internet online pornography. And the more I read the stats, you know, it's frightening. Just this morning I read an article about domestic abuse under the guise of the pandemic and how that's increased, and it's all related. You know, the disrespect leading to violence, and then things like online, internet, mainstream pornography, where people are making billions of dollars out of that exploitation and our kids being exposed to us. So I think it has like a pandemic grip on us, and we just need to do better for our kids. They deserve better. It's become children's main source of sexuality education information in the absence of readily available, accurate, adequate info, conversation, education, knowledge, sharing from home and school. And I think it's pervasive in our popular culture. You know, music videos that have been popular lately, advertising media, online games, social media and the like, it's just pervasive, pornified, commodified way of how people should be. They should look like this. Their sexuality is their worth, and you're invisible if you don't look like this, act like this, and all of it's just incorrect and not in tune with the most awesome, wonderful experiences people can have as being the sexual being that they should be able to write their script for. I mean, the leader of the Western world even himself admitted that he has sexually abused people, yet he's could potentially going to be in a second term of being in office, of running, having the most power in the world. So we've really got to reverse this. So this version of human sexuality has to change. So the booklet hopefully gives you a lighthearted way to explain to your kids and to be the trusted resource of comprehensive age-appropriate information and give your child the best opportunity for a safe, healthy and happy journey throughout life. After 25 years of working in sexual health, I've dedicated the next phase of my professional working life to empowering this current generation of kids with the essential information they need for the health and safety and well-being of their lifetime journey, for safe and positive development and relationship experiences over their lifetime. To do this, I go into schools and do sexuality education, but that isn't the best use of my time. My mission is to access as many adults as I can through podcast, PDF, you know, guidebooks. Hopefully I'll write it into a book one day. I've got a membership where adults can work more closely with me. Have a look at that on my website so that you can be the main source of positive sex and sexuality information for children. So we have to ensure that children access their basic human right to information, education, knowledge and learning. So that will enable them to experience a lifetime of healthy and safe sexuality development and well-being, as well as to enjoy the most enriching aspect of being human. That is that deep and empowered sense of self, as well as relationships and experiences that are respectful, fulfilling, enriching, and above all else, pleasurable and joyful. So as I said before, in my experience, most parents lack adequate preparation to address the sexual health and well-being of their kids. And in that absence of our preparation and knowledge on how to do it, there's people in the world who seek power, money and self-gratification at the expense of others' well-being. They're taking advantage of this hyper-sexualized, pornified culture that our children are exposed to, the culture that's currently not being adequately counteracted or addressed by adults who are responsible for their safety. So, you know, pornography, gaming, all sorts of other ways, you know, just beauty and the selling of sexuality as your worth is making a lot of people a lot of money without us counteracting it. And parents, we play the biggest role and have the greatest influence over this aspect of health, would you believe it, of safety and well-being. This opportunity we often miss. So I'm really encouraging you to grasp the opportunity. And I know I give lots of information, but at least do some of it with your kids. Be that askable and tellable parent. So I'm really grateful for the privilege to have been a part of literally tens of thousands of sexuality conversations with adults, children, health professionals, teachers and parents over the years. And for 25 years has really led me to create this resource. It's really my refined set of notes, if you will, my simple guide for parents. I've got a few dot points here. I think we really that encompass the whole sexuality education conversations with our kids for the journey of their lifetime. And a couple of the key points for you to remember is that your child is a sexual being from birth to death. They need us, parents and carers and educators, to have conversations about sex and sexuality with them early and often. You know, starting as a baby is naming body parts in a non-shameful way and continue to at least early adulthood into their relationship choices. They need our help even then. Don't give up on parenting too early. Another point is, believe it or not, you can have the greatest influence on their sexual health and well-being journey over their lifetime. You see, their unique experience of human sexuality, and what I like to say, their script that they should be able to write themselves, not being written by pornography or others, their unique experience will be impacted by what you do or don't do and what you say or don't say in regard to this health and well-being aspect of their life. So you do nothing, you say nothing. They'll learn from that bubble that I talk about, full of media and social media and advertising and pornography and popular culture. Or the bubble over on the other side, if you do a lot by actively teaching them, protecting them from screens and influences and talking to them, will have an impact on how they write their script throughout their journey of life. And in that note, if you're not talking to your kids about sex and sexuality, someone or something already is. Your child is getting a sexuality education from the world, whether you like it or not. And they need us to be the main trusted source of that information. So we need to be sure we're not approaching sexuality education with a fear and danger or an inadequate approach, which is common to what most of us received when we were growing up. So the sexual health and well-being for your kids is, I think, is one of the most important rewarding responsibilities as a parent. I've just been so pleased that, it's hard and it's challenging and it's imperfect. But I've had some really good wins with my kids as far as the experiences and examples of teaching and learning that has been fed back to me by them, that message really got through to them, and I was the one that was able to teach them. Human sexual development will occur naturally and typically anyway, as does any part of human development. So their thinking, learning, growing, physical abilities, well, same with sexual health and development. And each individual has a script or journey, and they have the right to have that script, that journey written by themselves, their own choices, at their own pace, their own experiences, free from harm, coercion, discrimination and violence, and full of adequate, comprehensive, age-appropriate information and knowledge that's helpful and powerful and positive, not negative, fake and harmful. So throughout their whole childhood, give them that information, add in your family values and opinions that reflect the spectrum of human sexuality, gives them that best chance in life. And I think everyone can benefit from basic accurate information about human sexuality across the lifespan. By providing just simple explanation, tools and tips, I hope to reduce the fear and apprehension that you have, and all of the things that parents tell me at parent sessions that stops them having these conversations, to facilitate age-appropriate conversations to support your kids as they grow up in this hypersexualized society. My tagline is, let's get started. It's easier than you think. So dive in. Have those conversations today and be the main educator and source of information, the askable and tellable parent for your kids. And I really appreciate you being here on the podcast.